Hello, folks. If you can hear me, then you are on the precipice of another episode of the Rocker Dog Podcast, the only show in the world that talks to musicians about their canine companions. My name is Tim Dill. I host the show along with my best friend, Charlie the Golden Doodle. And today we welcome to the show proud dog dad and Daughtry drummer, Jeremy Schaefer, whose percussive prowess was discovered by the band on Instagram. And these are his two children slash rocker dogs.
My rocker dogs are Bella Boo and Moose.
And what are their ages and breeds?
So Bella is 7, and I haven't DNA tested either her or Moose, but she's either like a coonhound or greyhound mix. She's like 65 pounds, and Moose is, I think, like a Roddy mix.
He's a small
Rottweiler. I see some lab in him as well. Like, I haven't DNA tested him either, but he's 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I see in your Instagram profile that you are described as a proud dog dad, which, of course.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I like to see that. Now, what was the context around getting these dogs? I mean, if you go back 7 years with Bella Boo and you go back 4 years with Moose, what was happening in your career and your life in general?
So I got Bella when I first moved to Nashville. I grew up in upstate New York and had dogs growing up. Like, my dog Shadow, I grew up with. We got her when I was 5, and she was my best friend. Like, I would get home from school, I would lay down next to her bed, and like, she was everything to me. And then eventually my parents got a couple smooth collies. They were in the house, I think, for maybe 3 years before I moved out. So I grew up with dogs, and I moved to Nashville to pursue music. And when I got to Nashville, it was like, okay, I'm doing life on my own. Like, there's something missing though. It's like, I feel like I need a dog. So I went to the Nashville Humane Association and met Bella Boo, and I don't know, the rest is history.
Now, what was it about her that, you know, I know these situations where, you know, we've got a local humane society and we've got a local shelter, and there's such a big assortment of dogs. What attracted you to Bella, or how did she capture your heart?
So I had walked a few other dogs early, like in the process of looking to adopt. And the other couple dogs that I spent some time with, I just remember being so crazy high energy and like pulling like crazy when I would have the leash. And I was just like, oh my God, this is crazy. And I remember like bringing this really hyperactive dog back into the kennel. And it was like some volunteer or something saw me like just wrestling with this dog to get it back in its kennel. And he was like, hey, this one over here has like really mild temperament, like she's really sweet. And that was Bella Boo, and I spent some time with her, and it felt like it was the right thing. And I had a friend of mine officially adopt her for me, because I was 20 and you had to be 21
at the
time. So that was my loophole.
Was that her given name, or did you give her the name?
It was, yes. And the funny thing about it is that I knew that when I adopted a dog, I wanted the dog's name to be Bella. Like, I just loved that name for a dog. And the Boo was the extra little bit. Bella Boo. So, and that just stuck and has turned into many different nicknames as it happens, of course.
Yeah. And did you have any history on her past? Was she already 1 or 2 years old when you got her? Was she a surrender or a rescue?
I think she was an owner surrender. And I believe she had 2 other homes prior to me adopting her. And she was only 9 months at this point.
Wow.
I remember on the card, like a little bit of paper that, you know, had the info about her. It was like, would do best as an only dog, like doesn't get along with cats. I don't think there was anything about children, but it was like, I'm 20, don't have any kids. So I'm like, that's not a problem. Everything just seemed fine. I was like, I'm just going to have one dog. And I just really felt the connection to her. So it just felt like the right thing. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know anything about really her past other than just that she had 2 owners. And later I found out that her litter came from Nashville Humane. And so I think she was adopted out from that and then returned. And then I think adopted again and then brought back. That's her bit of background before me.
And then What instigated bringing Moose into the equation?
Yeah, so I was not planning to adopt a second dog, but during the pandemic, I started volunteering at the Humane Association, and yeah, I wasn't really thinking I was gonna get a second pup, and I just fell in love with him. I just had an instant connection with him, and I was just like, wow, I think I need to do this. I was kind of nervous about introducing him to Bella and like seeing is that gonna work, just based on I knew that Bella was like dog selective. Like she's not like, she doesn't dislike all other dogs, but it's just what I had observed over those 4 years of having her. And so I just wasn't sure how it was going to go. And she did really well with him, and they were just instant like coexisters, and it just seemed to be a good fit. And yeah, I mean, she's very much like Bella's very much the alpha like queen of the house. And so there was a little bit of, I don't know, an adjustment period to like her sharing the attention with another dog.
Yeah.
And, you know, and them getting used to each other. But a few years later, they're like best friends. And, yeah, you know, they have the same play style. Like they just jump all over each other. And it's, I don't know, they're like yin and yang. It's hilarious because she's just so, such a diva, and he's super submissive. Like, he's such a sweetheart. They go really well together.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I have a doodle, and he's really only interested in his breed, and I don't want another doodle.
Oh, interesting.
But I'm interested to hear more about your experience at Nashville Humane Association. How did that come? That was during the pandemic. So was it just you've got downtime, maybe going stir crazy? You know, how did this come about?
Yeah, it was exactly that. I was stuck at the house. Like, I mean, I've been touring up until, you know, March 2020. I was actually in Europe when the travel ban happened, all that. It was just like life was full speed ahead. And then it was just like, whoop, stop completely. And our music was one of the last things to come back, like live music, bigger shows. So it was really just like, I just need to do something with my time. And so I started volunteering, and it still looked at that point like I'm probably not going to be touring again for like 6 months to a year. And then that just turned into looking for a job, like looking for something to do. So I reached out to them, and they're like, yeah, we can bring you on and doing animal care, which is pretty much just everything from like, you know, cleaning the kennels in the morning to like adoption counseling, like talking to adopters about the dogs, to just spending time with the dogs during the day. And I really loved the job. It was very rewarding. It's hard work for sure. I learned a lot. I kind of came into it as someone who just loved dogs. Like I didn't, you know, have a lot of knowledge about all the things. So there was a lot of learning for sure. But I don't know, I just look back at it as I really enjoyed it. And at times I really missed doing that. And I left the position there when touring came back, and I started traveling and playing music again. And so I'm just really grateful that I was able to have that little period of life to pursue something else that I really love and care about. Because if not for that, I mean, it just would have been music all the time, like just that. Yeah. And so it was cool to experience that.
You had one particular post. You said, my serotonin levels are through the roof. And there's a specific word I want to ask you about, working intake at Nashville Humane. And I know I volunteer at the county shelter. So I think humane societies and county shelters differ in that county shelters euthanize when they run out of space, whereas humane societies have their no kill.
Yes.
And working, from what I know, working intake, I just do dog walking. And I know intake is working the front desk and taking the surrenders and taking the lost and found. So it seems to me it's very, at least on the shelter end of it, it's very emotional, especially when someone has to bring in a dog that says, I don't want it anymore, for whatever reason may be. So I'm curious to what your experience was in that particular position.
Yes. So my position wasn't specifically the intake. Like there were a couple of people that did that, and that absolutely is a very emotional position. And I mean, in Nashville Humane, it's a no-kill shelter. So they rescue from a lot of shelters like that are running out of room So we would regularly, I think like every week, get in 10 or 15 new dogs, especially at that point, like everyone was adopting.
Yes,
So everyone
yes.
was working from home, everyone was adopting animals. And so there's a really fast turnaround, which was great. So it was what I enjoyed the most about that job was helping people find their dog.
Yes, yeah.
And so that was one of the positions you would be randomly assigned each day to either back a house, like doing laundry, you know, like washing blankets and dog beds and cleaning, you
Cleaning
know,
kennels.
bowls, yeah, all
Yeah.
that. And then there were days where you were on the floor, you know, talking to adopters and facilitating the dog walks, facilitating the meet and greets. If a doctor came in and they already had a dog, we would need to make sure that their dog got along with whoever they were trying to adopt. And so learned a lot about behavior and all that. And so there was just a lot of excitement and just experiencing people falling in love with
Right.
their fur baby and being a part of that. And almost like matchmaking in a way.
Right.
And oh, I don't know. It's just like you would just walk through the room of kennels and you just see, you know, it's just, there's so much love, you know, it's just like, so that explains
yeah. Yeah.
Where that was coming from is, you know, and it's just, if I had some time to kill and I didn't have any responsibilities, just like go and hang out with a dog, go take a dog for a walk, you know, go
yeah.
play with a dog. It's like, that was work, you know? And so, yeah, there was just a lot of really great puppy energy. I mean, there were for sure some sad cases while I was working there, and that is a lot, and I can still remember them all. And
yeah,
it can get heavier at
yeah.
times, but for the most part, it was a very, very happy, loving environment as
That's
far
great.
As all the dogs go. Yeah.
That's great to hear. And I want to give you
yeah.
praise for another post that was you with a pit bull. And the post's message was basically, you know, you don't know pit bulls if you think they're a bad breed or a dangerous
Oh yeah.
breed. And I'm curious, was that something
Sure.
you learned, or did you kind of know going in that this kind of was a malign breed that is unfairly, you know, given this bad stereotype?
I mean, I knew that it was that. I mean, people just make assumptions and, you know, generalize, and that, I mean, if you raise a dog and train a dog to be aggressive, then of course they're going to be. And I know that like that's like pit bulls were used for that, you know, generally like pit bulls, Rottweilers, Dobermans, like people were, adopters would come in and we would have really some really sweet pitties and they'll be like, oh no, my apartment complex won't let me adopt
yeah.
a pit bull. And it was just a lot of that. And you spend time with these dogs and they're just sweetest pups. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
they're
Moose
the best.
As a Rottweiler, it's like, he's an angel. Like he's the sweetest dog I've ever met. And I mean, it has nothing to do with his breed. And yeah, it's just sad to me that people make those generalizations. I mean, I've had talks with friends, people I've known in life that are like, oh no, I won't adopt a pit bull. And I'm like,
yeah,
no. Or they'll like say something about pit bulls. Oh, they're really aggressive, angry, nasty dogs. And it's just not the case. I mean, there are pit bulls that are aggressive, but it doesn't mean that they all are.
Yeah.
And
you can say
I
that
mean,
about every breed.
Exactly. Exactly. And yeah, it would break my heart to see people come in with those assumptions. And I mean, I just kind of had to be like, well, whatever you're comfortable with, you know, it's
yeah.
like,
yeah. yeah.
Not going to lecture someone about it. You know, it's just like, I don't even know if I've ever met an aggressive pit bull. It's like, and there were a lot that we had in and out of the shelter. And it's like, they're sweethearts, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, they love being loved, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I will never not adopt a pit bull or a Rottweiler. It's like for any reason, it's just, they're great dogs.
Yeah, I agree. I also want to ask you about, there's, and I've heard this from a recent guest, but I'm intrigued about the program or starting one where I am, but you had a picture of you and Chris Daughtry with some pups that I think
yes.
Nashville Humane brought to the show. But you
yes.
also had, when you were touring with Kaylee, you
yes.
had four puppies on you, I think, in Minnesota.
Yes.
And I'm curious, like, what was going on there? Was this just a Humane Society reaching out and say, hey, we'd like to socialize some puppies and bring them backstage? Or what's behind the scenes to that?
So, yeah, I did something I've experienced on a few tours is that, yeah, a local humane society will reach out. And I think as part of helping those dogs get adopted, it's cool to, I don't know, it's like, I don't know if it's good press for the dogs, or like, as I don't really understand exactly why it is, but I just know that on tour, sometimes there's just a green room with puppies. Like, in talking with a Dockery's tour manager about, like, hey, can we make this happen for the show? He was like, oh yeah, it's been a while since we've had puppies at a show. And so it's just like, it is a normal thing, I guess, to some extent, to just have some puppies come in. And it's cool to everyone who's been traveling on the road. And it's just, sometimes there's long days and it's hard work and tiring, and everyone misses their families or their pets. And so just having that energy for a day to just be like, take a break from whatever you're doing and hang out with some puppies, like, amazing. And it was so funny, actually, with those four puppies on top of me. I was just laying on the floor, like, petting one, and one just, like, walks up and just places itself and lays down, and then the next one followed, and the next one did, and I was just like, oh my God, this is incredible. So I didn't invite them. No one put them there. It was just what they did on their own. Oh, it's just funny how they can tell.
I was just going to say, they can tell a dog guy. You know, we were, yes. I was, again, on another episode, we were talking, they just have this energy. They have the energy to know how to feed off someone else's energy.
Yes. Yes.
Or understand it or read it.
Absolutely. And yeah, I've always kind of had that. Like, I've just met some dogs that will just warm up to me really quick. And the owner is just like, what is going on? Like, this dog is never like this. And I'm just like, oh, cool. And yeah, I don't know. I've just always had a heart for, hi, girl.
Oh, she's coming to make an appearance. She's like, yeah. I heard there were cameras.
Yeah. She's like, why are you just talking to the screen right now? Hey, girl. Yeah.
So digging around your Instagram, there was another great video of you giving props to your drum tech, Kevin, when your in-ears went out.
Yeah.
And he was tapping the metronome for you, which made me, you know, in what I do, it's always searching for dog people. I immediately had to click on his account and saw that he's got a dog named Maya, who he describes the love of his life. That begs the question, who else in your orbit do you recognize as dog people? Like, for instance, I know Kaylee is also a big dog person.
Yes. Yes. She has a sweet little pup about this big. Her name is a Tarbra Streisand. And she would bring Tarbs on the road. And so we had a little bus pup. And she did really well. Yeah, I mean, I think all the close friends I have all have dogs. Like, I feel like it's something that I can connect with people over. And hey, Moose, come on. Come on up. Good boy. He's hanging again.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
Good boy. Good boy. He's a little Velcro pup.
Those are the best.
But yeah, I mean, like, Chris has a dog. I think, like, mostly everyone in the band has a dog, for sure. I mean, they all have families, and I'm the only single dog dad. So
okay.
They're my children. You know, everyone else has kids, but these are my kids.
Yeah, well, to your point, you had a post saying, can't wait to get home to my children. And that post was followed up with a video of the dogs welcoming you as if you just came back from war.
I know. Right, exactly. Oh my gosh, what a moment. Because we were on the road for 2 months at that point, and that was me getting home from that. We had about 3 days halfway through the tour where we all went home, and it was a very similar greeting in the same way, but it was just a quick little break and then right back out. And so it wasn't like I didn't really feel like I was able to settle home, because it was just like, we're still in tour mode, you know?
Yeah.
So I got to spend some time with them. And
who watches your dogs while you're touring?
So I've had different dog sitters over the years. In the past, I've had friends, times where I've had roommates. They would be cool about it, but I live alone now. And so this last tour, I found someone on Rover, and I've just had them stay at the house, and there have been a couple times where I haven't been able to find someone, or someone I've been using consistently is unavailable. Mm-hmm. And so my mom has flown into town and stayed at the house with the pups. They love her so much, and she loves them. And
that's great. You know,
it's kind of, yeah.
My mother does that for us.
Like, it's
same
great.
Thing. Flies in to watch the dog while we're away.
It's a beautiful thing. It is such a blessing to have that, you know, to have that love and to know that they're really taken care of, and it's your family. You know, it's just part of your family.
Yeah. Well, I wind up every show with the Zoomies, and they're called that because they're quick questions. There's five of them. And the first one is, do you kiss Moose and Bella Boo on the mouth?
On the mouth, on the nose.
Okay. Okay.
Not on the mouth. Yeah. They will, Bella Boo will, she'll
try.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She'll like stick her tongue in my ear. And it's like, okay, that's her move, is straight to the ear.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll give Snoop kisses for sure.
Question two, do either of them have a theme song? Do either of them have a song that would either be their walk-up music to the plate or a song that you've constructed for them?
They have catchphrases.
What are those?
But, okay. So, and they have their own voices, of course. And so Moose, this came from, he would say, or I would say, but in his voice, dude, I love you. I do. And so it just turned into, I do. And so Moose does, like, he just does, I do. And then Bella's is, well, because Moose says I do, Bella has to have her own version of that. And so it's, Dad, I do happen to.
I think you need some merch. And that has their slogans.
Yeah.
I know they don't tour with you. If they did go on tour with you, what would they insist be on the tour rider for them?
Probably bones. Like I'll periodically buy those big bones that have some, I guess, maybe, I don't know what is on them, but they can like peel it off and then they just chew on those bones forever. Like that's what, if they need to get some energy out or they're just hanging around, someone's gnawing on a bone. So
awesome.
That's what it would be for sure.
Awesome. Well, question four, you answered. Question four is, do you have a dog voice or give them a dog voice?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You kind of do both. So we'll skip all the way to question five, and that is just if there's a dog organization or service you'd like to give a shout out to.
Oh, yes. Nashville Humane Association. Absolutely. And I know in Nashville, there's Wags and Walks as well.
Yeah. Yep.
So those are the two that I am familiar with. And yeah, all the love to both of them for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. And I was going to ask if you had a tattoo, and I can see it. So is that Bella?
Yes, it's Bella.
Oh, we got them both. And, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. Surprise,
there
surprise. It's funny. I mean, as you know, I go through your social media to kind of construct these questions, and I just never got a good shot of your arm. I mean, there's two big, beautiful portraits of Moose and Bella Boo.
Yes, you
got to get a good, clear shot of that and put it up there. It's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. I do. I don't think I have. I think when I got it, I guess I just put it on my story, but you're right.
Yeah, that's awesome. How old is the tattoo?
I got it, I think, in April. So they're pretty fresh.
Okay.
And I've wanted them forever and finally made
the
move.
Great job, and hats off to the artist. He knows what he's doing, or she knows what she's doing.
It's exactly like the photo is exactly. It's just like, those are pictures of the dogs. And
excellent.
Yeah, I was absolutely blown away.
Very cool. And quickly, the story behind you joining Daughtry. This is fairly new. Is this back in the spring of this year?
Yes.
Or early summer?
Yeah, early summer. Chris just found me on Instagram.
Really?
By searching. Yeah. And he just searched Nashville, hashtag Nashville drummer. And they reached out and here we are.
That's incredible. That's like how dreams come true.
Yeah, literally I was just making videos of like hard rock songs because like I was touring in country, but I've always loved rock and I play really hard and love double kick. And I was just posting videos of those kinds of songs, and that led him to find me, and yeah,
Amazing.
here we are.
Amazing. I don't always get into music questions, but I'm glad I asked that
Sure.
because, you know, again, as I'm going through your timeline, I did see you did have video after video after video, and then it became, hey, great news, I'm joining Daughtry. So.
Yeah, it was literally that. Like, that was this year. That was what my life was this year.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy, thanks for coming on and taking the time and
yeah,
showing me the dongs
pleasure.
And the tattoos and the stories. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And,
pleasure.